Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn, and as always, go to durangobusiness.org for all things Chamber and for all things Leadership La Plata, leadershiplaplata.org. Kelsey Ferrato, how are you?
Hi, Jack. I'm doing great. How are you?
You know, I am doing fantastic. You know, we're off to the races, as they say.
We are. We are entering another application period for Leadership La Plata.
Well, and your official role is?
This year I am chairing the recruitment committee. So I am looking for new candidates to join our 35th class for Leadership La Plata.
35 years.
35 years in training leaders and helping them understand more about our community.
Absolutely. And what I like to point out, too, it is Leadership La Plata.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me who can apply.
So anyone that lives in La Plata County and has lived here for more than 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we have expanded the program. So if you live in a neighboring county, say you live in Montezuma or Archuleta, San Juan County, and you work in La Plata County for the last 5 years or more, you can apply.
Oh, okay. So a little bit broader net, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know that there are many folks that commute in from mm-hmm. some of these surrounding counties to work in our county and have a really vested interest in what happens here.
Yep. And again, 25 years or older.
Yes, 25 years or older. You also have to be able to commit to our class program days, and those begin with a retreat in September, and then they occur every Friday, the second Friday of every month,
mm-hmm.
from October to May.
Okay.
And then in May you also have a graduation.
And the retreat, it's awesome. That's when you truly bond and get to know your classmates. I know, I believe, are they up at Vallecito area?
They are, yep. Mm-hmm. They have been at a number of locations up at Vallecito. They're usually a weekend long.
Mm-hmm.
During that time, you'll come in on a Friday afternoon. You'll have the evening, all day Saturday, where you might do things like a ropes course, a variety of different leadership activities to learn about your personal leadership style
mm-hmm.
and the way that you interact with your group. And then there's all kinds of things like potlucks and fun activities, too.
I actually used to make lasagna for that weekend.
Are you going to do it this year?
I don't know. I hesitate. I haven't been asked, and I haven't looked at my crystal ball yet. But we'll talk off air. And, well, I don't mind doing it. And one of the things, too, it's that, I'm going to say, that bonding experience, because it truly, truly is something that you just go, wow, I had no idea with the others in my class. And how many are in the class usually?
So we can accept up to 18. Typically, mm-hmm. we have a full class of 18 participants, and those vary we try to put the most diverse class possible together. So those vary in age, in gender, in profession, in region of the county that they live, in political leaning.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, we look to put together a class where you're not going to have things in common with everybody there, so that you won't think the same as everybody there. So it will really push you outside your comfort zone,
mm-hmm.
but also give you exposure to a lot of people in the county that are, ultimately want to make a difference.
Yeah, well, and what was ideal when I went through the class, it was the first year that I had this job, and it showed me the importance of listening to those that have a different point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And it was truly, truly impactful for me for this position as a chamber director, because I went, okay, sometimes two ears, one mouth, use them proportionately.
And absolutely.
And have a constructive dialogue and discussion with different points of view.
I think it's really critical. I mean, our county especially is so diverse. It's such a great fabric of different life experiences, mm-hmm. as you said, different viewpoints. And we're all doing things like voting to create policy that really affects each and every one of us every day.
Absolutely.
So making sure that we can have those kind of open, productive conversations is really critical. And Leadership La Plata is all about creating that environment.
And part of the application process, do you still have to have two letters of recommendation?
You do. So there's a typical form application. You can log on, as you said, to leadershiplaplata.org, and there's an Apply Now button.
Mm-hmm.
That will take you to the form, and then there's questions, a place to upload your resume, some essay questions, and then two letters of recommendation. We suggest that one might be from an alumni, but that's not a requirement. Okay. So if you don't know any alumni, don't worry. Just pick someone who knows you and can speak to your qualifications.
Well, and I would always say, you know, with 34 years of doing this, if you go and look at the classes from previous years, I would bet you're going to know somebody unless you moved here a year ago.
Right. We have over 500 graduates of the program.
So. Yeah. Yeah. And I always want to point out, too, that I always say it's May 20th because it's really due at midnight on May 31st.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a cutoff.
There is. If it's not in by midnight on May 31st, that applications are not accepted. So you could apply the next year.
Right.
But we do suggest getting them in early, especially giving your folks that you're asking for your letters of recommendation a little extra time.
That, and then also there is some thought processes with, you know, filling out the answers to the questions because, you know, you can't just say yes or no.
Yep.
There's, you know, some things challenging, you know, that our community is facing, things of that nature, and planning ahead. Now, the retreat, so it's a Friday, Saturday, half day, Sunday, and Friday, you know, in the afternoon, you check in, and you go through the whole program, and then walk me through the courses, because each month then from October through graduation in May has a curriculum that or an area of focus.
So curriculum focuses on a different topic of community learning each session. So those range from business to education to arts and culture to politics, public safety and criminal justice. One is focused on diversity, and this year we are taking a much greater stance on focusing on diversity, equity, and inclusion throughout the entire curriculum. Mm-hmm. So you'll see that woven into every class. Our diversity committee has been very committed to taking up some of the learnings that we have partnered with some other groups in town on to make Leadership La Plata a better experience for all. So they'll be infusing that. There's also a leadership component each session as well. So for 2 hours in the afternoon, you'll learn about something like conflict negotiation or conflict resolution, negotiation, communication, advocating for you and your staff, and those are with a leadership trainer who specializes in that specific skill set.
Yeah. Well, and I just think, you know, with the diversity of the class, too, as you mentioned earlier, and having that and the importance of understanding the diversity, you know, and it I would say it comes in many forms, and that's why if you live out in Ignacio or Bayfield or, you know, out on the dry side, these are the things that the people that I personally would love to see apply, because we don't want it to be just Durango-centric.
Mm-hmm. Really, I mean, the classes are spread out throughout the county, so some days they will be in Durango, some days they'll be held out in Ignacio or in Bayfield, some days they'll be in Hesperus. We've had classes at the Grange out there.
Oh, yeah.
We've done a number of different opportunities so that you really get to know not only folks in Durango get to see outside the county, because sometimes that can be a little myopic when you first move here. But they get to see what's going on outside in the more rural areas, in the other communities like Ignacio and Bayfield. And then those folks get to see kind of what's happening in the areas where they're actually being legislated with the county and the city.
Absolutely. When I remember going through the class, too, and within my classmates, but then also, and I remember at the time Ellen Roberts was at our, you know, our state senator, and I got to know her through that, and I was so impressed with how approachable she was.
Mm-hmm.
And so the governmental class, you know, you learn about government and everything, and her, you know, the voting process and everything that goes on, but that these are people, too, and they want to hear from you.
Absolutely. Several of the Durango City Council, the Bayfield Town Board, the county commissioners are all Leadership La Plata graduates.
Yeah, Southern Ute Indian Tribe as well. We get to hear from them.
Yep, absolutely.
And how I always say the memo of understanding to the inner workings, you know, and again, just the, and when we went through the class, I think it was in my, I want to say the criminal justice class, but understanding all the dynamics of the Southern Indian Tribe, you know, from whether it's a tribal member to if it's committed on tribal land, and just the inner workings of everything. It was fascinating to me.
Absolutely. I think one of the greatest things is that understanding of how all of the entities in our counties work together. Mm-hmm. Not only just La Plata County, but the way that our law enforcement, for instance, interfaces with Montezuma County law enforcement, yeah. with the state patrol, with others all over to make sure that our community is a safe place for all.
Oh, absolutely. And again, if you just tuned in, I'm talking with Kelsey Ferrato with recruitment.
Recruitment.
I got that right. I always forget the different entities because there's a lot of opportunities to volunteer with Leadership La Plata. And you go to leadershiplaplata.org. It's been around the class coming up would be the 35th class to graduate.
It is the 35th best class ever.
Yeah. You'll understand why we're both laughing because there's a joke behind all of that. And I remember I think it was Hannah Minkler on my staff. She said we were the most sanitized class because they went through
COVID class.
Bless their hearts. Anyway, just a great opportunity to learn about the community. And I still reach out to my classmates from 07-08. Mm-hmm. You know, we still talk quite frequently.
Right. It was very funny. I also serve on the board of directors for the Boys and Girls Club, and we had a big event last week.
Yes.
And it was very funny because there was a Leadership La Plata event for alumni the same evening.
Yep.
And there were so many people that we had been together all day at the event in the morning for the Boys and Girls Club, and then we all came together in the evening. So I'm really close with a lot of my class members and other alumni.
I know. I saw you at all three, yeah.
It was a great day.
It was great to see you, too. You know, you have to put up with my bad jokes at every single one of those. But you can obviously, if you're interested, you can reach out to any of the grads. You can call at the Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. I know Kim and Hannah and myself have gone through the program. You know, stop you at Rocky Mountain Chocolate. I'll let you give a shout out. So, because in part of being in, I'm going to say, from Leadership La Plata is you helped us kick off the Get to Know the CEO series with Robert Sarles,
our new CEO at Rocky.
Yeah.
So that's been an exciting time. He this week will actually have had 1 year with the company, so we're celebrating that.
Wow.
So the company is really going through a period of transition and transformation right now, and it's really exciting time.
Yeah, and it was just fascinating to hear from his perspective as a CEO and new to the community. Community and everything, and just his journey and how he got here, and just that perspective that he brings. And again, when you're in Leadership La Plata, you'll hear perspectives from all over the community. And I remember when you mentioned how the classes are moved around. I had ours out at the boardroom at the airport.
Oh, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I think one of our classes, probably my favorite one, was out in Ignacio at the community center out there. It was really neat to just be out there and get to travel around and see, you know, the inner workings of the casino, the inner workings of the arts center, all of the things that they have to offer.
Absolutely. And if you're interested, again, go to leadershiplaplata.org. And the deadline is?
May 31st, although like Jack likes to say, May 20th.
Yep.
that way you give a little extra time in case folks need to get some other components in, like your letters of recommendation.
Absolutely. And I just think that I would highly encourage, especially if you are a business owner, looking at anybody in your on your staff that you think, you know, wow, that person, I would love to see that person move up, you know, and just understanding the community. It's only $650 for the entire year.
Yes, $650 for the retreat, all the sessions. You're provided lunch at every one of your program days for your graduation. And so it's a really, honestly, we've done some comparisons around the state and other community programs, community leadership programs, and we are by far one of the most affordable. And we've done that intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
We really want to make it accessible to all. And so we do have a variety of scholarship opportunities and resources, and the tuition should never be a barrier for anyone. So if you're considering applying, but the $650 feels like it might be a bit steep for you, I really encourage you to apply. And there's a place on your application to list some financial support requests.
Yep.
We have many, many people who go through the program, and their employer helps. We help. There are lots of alumni who pay some alumni fees and dues so that they can help support scholarships for future class members also.
And again, this is for Leadership Oplata. Check it out, leadershipoplata.org. Also, attendance is required. So if you miss more than probably a couple classes, you're out.
If you miss more than one, you get put on a kind of a watch. Uh-huh. And then if you miss two, you're dismissed from the program. But it's really important to be at those program days.
But you won't want to miss a class.
You really won't.
Yeah. All right. So what's the website?
LeadershipLaPlata.org.
All right. Kelsey, thank you for everything you do.
Thank you, Jack. I really appreciate it.
You betcha. And where's the chocolate? I'm kidding you.
It's coming this afternoon.
I don't need any. Yes, I do. All right. We got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.